Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, we have a very busy period coming up for the Supreme Court. We have called Ilya Shapiro, our constitutional expert here on 97.1 FM Talk, and the senior fellow and director of constitutional studies at the Manhattan Institute into service. But outside of the Supreme Court, Ilya, some questions being raised by Democrats on the War Powers Act and whether or not this attack in Iran, which apparently the news this afternoon, there's been some ceasefire agreement, is even constitutional. So I wanted to address that first and foremost with you. How are you this afternoon?
Doing all right. We're in a bit of a heat wave here in the mid-Atlantic. I think it broached 100 today, but I got a pool and I got air conditioning, so I'm good.
It is brutal here. It's 106, the feels like temperatures, so we feel your pain. On the issue of constitutionality, of whether this attack was constitutional, you got AOC and some of the other numbskulls out there already calling for impeachment, which wouldn't take too much on their part because they call for it every week. But constitutionally, what would you say along those lines?
I mean, the Constitution gives Congress the power to declare war. But what does that mean? We haven't declared war since the Second World War. We've had all these things. The Korea was a police action. Other things were, some were statutorily authorized. Others, who knows? During Vietnam, because of some secretive raiding by Nixon into Cambodia and things, Congress passed what's called the War Powers Act or the War Powers Resolution. It's never been resolved whether that itself is constitutional or imposing on presidential authority. But what it demands is that Congress be notified, and then if Congress doesn't authorize, then the troops have to be withdrawn after 60 days. Of course, here we didn't put any troops on the ground, and Congress, at least the leaders, the Republican leaders, knew about it. Everybody knew about it right afterwards, and now apparently it's completely done, the 12-day war, as Trump is calling it. So look, members of Congress from both parties opportunistically say that using the armed forces is unconstitutional. This happened, 11 years ago when Obama attacked Libya and the Democrats were supporting him and the Republicans were raising constitutional concerns. It just, you know, it's there's no way to answer this question. And if you try to sue, courts will say it's a non-justiciable political question. I mean, really, the check is purely political. With something like this, where you're just lobbing missiles, I'm a lot less concerned than, say, a president ordering troops to occupy some country without any congressional action whatsoever.
As someone who has very often been on the show talking about Israel and what's going on over there, what was your general reaction? I mean, this was an impressive strike.
I think it had to happen sooner or later, and probably sooner, because Iran had been developing its nuclear capabilities. What Israel did truly was impressive. And of course, they couldn't do the last bit because they didn't have the bunker busting, the super duper bunker busting technology from our B-2s. And so the whole thing, both the operational security, the misdirection, the refueling in midair 5 times, I mean, all these different aspects came together. And I have not seen any downside. Even this so-called retaliation by the Iranians, apparently they warned us that they were going to be bombing our base, so we evacuated everybody or knocked down their missiles.
Smart.
So whatever this was, kind of for show sort of thing. So this is all to the good.
All right, let's just briefly address the issue of the Supreme Court, because obviously this is the time where we've talked, you and I have talked many times about the arguments that have taken place during this term. But now we get some decisions in the next couple of weeks. What are you most curious about looking forward to?
Well, the biggest case, I think, was just decided last week involving Missouri's ban on gender care for minors, the Scrimeti case. I'm sure you talked about it last week. Very, very big deal, directly affecting about half of the states that have these laws similar to Missouri. What's left is actually I mean, there's one case about nationwide injunctions in birthright citizenship called Trump v. CASA. I don't think they'll reach the issue of birthright citizenship. I think they'll give some guidance for procedures for lower courts, which is, of course, very important. Then there's a couple of cases involving the First Amendment. An opt-out out of the one jurisdiction in the entire country, Montgomery County, Maryland, yeah. Just outside of D.C. here, does not allow opt-outs for sexually explicit LGBT-themed books in elementary schools. And so a coalition of Muslim, Jewish, Orthodox, Christians of various kinds, parents sued over this. And I think they're going to win. And that's going to be the term's big religious liberty case. And then a case called Free Speech Coalition versus Paxton about the requirement for screening age verification to access porn sites. It's a Texas law. And I tell you what, I was a little skeptical about this until I dove into the technology. And I ended up filing a brief on behalf of technology experts explaining how, you know, typically we think of age verification. Oh, you have to upload your driver's mm-hmm. license and that can get hacked and you can get doxxed. But no, the way that it works with modern technology, I mean, it's 20 years past what I was just describing. And so you can, the privacy is verified. All they're looking for is age. So anyway, because that burden is so low, lower than in the old days when you had to go behind a beaded curtain at a video store and show your ID to the clerk, you know, that was much more invasive than what the technology allows now. So I think Texas will survive with its law.
If I remember correctly, and oftentimes, Ilya, I do not remember correctly, but I thought that a year ago, a lot of these decisions kind of got dragged out to the very end of the term. Are we expecting things to come together rather quickly here, or is that just too hard to tell when it comes to the Supremes?
Well, we are at the end of the term. It's June 23rd. They try to end by the end of June. June 30th happens to be a Monday. I predict that will be the last day. Currently, they have 10 cases left to decide. This Thursday is the next decision day. They'll probably add Friday and or Monday, and we'll be done with it. But you know what? Overall, even though the Supreme Court and the judiciary in general is very much in the news, and you'll see more of my writing in coming weeks about it as well, this was kind of a low-key term for the Supreme Court overall. Because remember, in past years, we've had presidential immunity, we've had Obamacare, we've had guns, we've had abortion, all the affirmative action. I mean, you name it, the world historic issues in American politics have been decided. This year, as I've been describing to you, you know, porn sites and things like this, a little lower-key overall.
Yes, I think we can agree on that. Well, listen, thanks for weighing in this afternoon. I really appreciate it. Hope all is well.
Yeah,
survive the heat. Survive the heat. I'm jealous you have a pool.
You too.
Thank you, Ilya Shapiro, our constitutional expert here, and he's with the Manhattan Institute. Audio cut of the day is coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.